cluster counts 3, dollar lambda dollar CDM extensions and the cluster tension, by Ziad Sakhar et al. In this work, we examine whether further extensions to the model could alleviate the sigma 8 tension. For that, we derive constraints on the parameters subject to the discrepancy, using CMBCL combined with cluster counts SC sample with a free dark energy equation of state parameter while allowing the cluster's mass calibration parameter, 1B, to vary. The latter is degenerate with sigma 8, which translates the discrepancy within framework into 1 between, 1B, approximately 0.6, corresponding to constraints on sigma 8 obtained from CMB, and 1B, approximately 0.8, the value adopted for the SC sample calibration. We find that a constant W, when left free to vary along with large priors on the matter density, 0.1, 1.0, and Hubble parameters, 30,200, can reduce the discrepancy to less than 2 sigma for values far below its fiducial W equals minus 1. However, the latter were not allowed when we additionally combine with other probes like Bau feature angular diameter distance measured in galaxies clustering surveys. We found also, when we allow to vary, in addition to W, a modification of the growth rate through the growth index gamma, that the tension is alleviated, with 1B, likelihood now centered around the Planck calibration value of approximately 0.8. However, here again, combining with geometrical distance probes restores the discrepancy, with 1B, preferred value reverting back to the one of approximately 0.6. The same situation is observed when introducing, along with W and gamma, further extensions to like massive neutrinos, although the latter allows to reduce the tension to 2 sigma, even when combining with Bau datasets. We conclude that none of these common extensions to is able to fix the discrepancy and a misdetermination of the calibration factor as the most preferred explanation. Abridged, this was Cluster Counts 3, $Lambda $CDM Extensions and the Cluster Tension, by Ziad Sakhar et al.